Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Celebrate our God-given freedom and faith while honoring our Blessed Mother with Ghirelli's USA Rosary. Each state is represented on this rosary's 50 beads. Red, white, and blue enamel adorn its patriotic crucifix. Get yours today. Shop www.ghirelli.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all, that's right, from upstate New York. And for this podcast episode, I want to talk a little bit about the gospel passage that we had from the previous Sunday, which was Corpus Christi. We heard from Luke chapter 9, and it was the feeding of the multitude, of the 5,000. And one of the interesting things, and there's a multitude of interesting things that comes up, but the one thing I wanted to highlight is that within this miraculous event, it is sort of introduced by a teaching on the kingdom. What that teaching was is not, the Bible doesn't really say, but it says Jesus spoke about the kingdom and that there was healings that occurred. And these two dimensions are very important for us to understand the Eucharistic presence in our life, the real presence of Jesus Christ made known to us through the Mass, through the reception of Holy Eucharist, that within the Eucharist, we are given a person, and that person is Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ makes known the kingdom of God. So in the celebration and the reception of the Eucharist, we begin to taste the kingdom. So when we go out into the world, we can make that kingdom known in a multitude of little ways. And then there's the healing aspect. Christ brought about healing amongst people that were sick within the crowd. And then he met their other physical needs. Like, for example, as we are shown in that miraculous multitude of multiplying of the loaves, their hunger. There's a healing dimension too. The sacrament of the Eucharist. Within the Mass, we know that there's a healing of sin that happens. There's a forgiveness, you know, early on in terms of not mortal sin, but venial sin, those that strain our relationship with God, you know, in the penitential rite of the Mass, we are forgiven. You know, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. We are healed in, by, and through the Eucharist because we are being penetrated by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As a Carmelite, we are well aware as we sit before the cross that Christ emptied himself to the full upon the cross, and that this life as a Christian that we have been given is a calling for us to become as empty as Christ is. So as Christ was emptied, we know in the tomb he was filled with the Spirit and the resurrection occurred. And we, when we become empty and rely on the Lord totally, we become filled with his Eucharistic presence. What more could be asked for? What miracles do we need? We have the Eucharist. And the struggle and the pain and the suffering of our heart can find rest, peace, reconciliation, and healing in this blessed sacrament, my brothers and sisters. Now, that is, I believe it's Luke 9. You can do some homework for yourselves and get to that passage. And you'll notice there's an amazing movement within that passage because it's after the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes that Christ makes a proclamation of his coming suffering. And then I believe, if memory serves me correctly, chapter 9 ends the Galilean phase of Christ's public ministry. And he begins, as Luke depicts, this great pilgrimage down to Jerusalem. So within that moment of Christ's life, as Luke tells us in the gospel, that chapter 9, this multiplication of the loaves plays a pivotal role. So as we continue to grow in our ability to understand and have knowledge about and be able to just sit in awe and wonder over the gift that is the Eucharist, may we be not afraid and be open to the multitude, again, and I'm using that word a lot because I'm trying to hammer home, different vignettes that are offered to us during the Mass of the Eucharist. Today, just from the scriptures I highlighted too, that there's a connection with the Eucharist and the kingdom and with the healing of the human heart. My brothers and sisters, we have been entrusted with so much in this, I would dare say, humble act of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who allows himself to rest within us, making our heart into his throne, so he can prepare a temple to receive the Spirit that makes the love of the Trinity known, because that love was shown to us on the cross, and the power of that love was made known in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and in, by, and through the Eucharist, where Christ is given to us in such intimacy, we can become permeated by that love, transformed by that love, healed by that love, and begin to know that reality that we're being called into by that love. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. And may God continue to bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like what I'm doing here in my podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button. And if you're listening on a platform with a little like icon, click that little like icon also. If you want more of my content, head on over to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There on my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can find links to my Catholic Stand articles, blog posts, links to my YouTube channels. You can contact me. Or if you're discerning a vocation, there's a vocation tab there also. You can get a hold of me via that little tab right there. That is thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
I'm Father Dwight Longenecker. I'd like to invite you to join me for a pilgrimage tour to France this September. It's based on my book, St. Benedict and St. Therese, The Little Rule and the Little Way. I'll be teaching about the spiritualities and the lives of these two great saints, and we'll be visiting the great monastery of Fleury, where St. Benedict's relics are venerated, and of course going to Lisieux to visit the childhood home of St. Therese, the Carmel where she was a nun, and the great basilica dedicated to her honor. But there's more than that. At Paris, we'll be visiting the Basilica of Sacré-Cœur, Rue de Bac with the Miraculous Medal, going on to Vézelay, Nevers with St. Bernadette, Paray-le-Monial, where the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus was given to St. Margaret Mary, and then Chartres Cathedral, Mont-Saint-Michel, the Normandy beaches, and more. I think there's not only going to be time for instruction and learning, but also prayer and worship, celebrating Mass in the various locations, and also time for fellowship and a good bit of French food and wine, too. Come and join us this September. If you'd like to know more, go to CatholicHeritageTours.com. That's CatholicHeritageTours.com, or be in touch with me through my website, DwightLongenecker.com.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at CaneFord.com.